Hello, everyone. This is Kerwin, and welcome to another episode of What's Happening in Travel with Kushro and Kerwin. Kushro is not here today, but in episode 97, I talked about, or at least I mentioned that there's a lot of old airlines out there, and maybe I should do an episode on the old airlines. Well, this is the episode on the old airline. It's going to be episode 98, it should be. And we're going to talk about the top 10 or so oldest airlines in the world. And my picture today is a KLM 747-400 Combi, which is actually, is this a Combi? This may not be a Combi that was landing in St. Martin a few years ago, actually, many years ago. And so, the reason why KLM is my background is because KLM is actually the world's oldest airline. Can you guess how old KLM is? I'm going to go over to my little chart here. And KLM is actually 103 years old. Now, one of the things with these airlines is, so sometimes they would have merged with another airline, and they didn't take the year of the airline that they didn't merge with, that didn't survive the merger, and sometimes they did. So it kind of depends. Now KLM, their claim to fame is that they are the oldest airline in the world still operating under its original name, which is KLM. Which, by the way, means, and I'm really going to butcher this, so my apologies to the Dutch and to KLM. It's Koninklijk Luchtvaart Maatschappij. So that's what KLM means. And they were established in October 7th, 1919. So that makes them 103 years old. They're based in the Netherlands, and they took their first flight on May 17th, 1920. And the first flight was piloted by Jerry Shaw, and it was in a de Havilland DH-16, and it flew from London to Amsterdam. So it might have been Amsterdam to London. I'm not sure which direction it was. And let's see, that's all about it. Oh. KLM is actually a part of the Air France KLM group because they actually did a merger with KLM Air France in 2004. Thing about the merger is that both airlines kept their name and the operating certificates and all that. So because one's a Dutch airline and one's a French airline. All right, so that's number one. Can you guess number two? Number two is Avianca. Now, Avianca is Colombia-based, and they are also, well, I guess KLM is still 102 because no, actually they're going to be 104 in October, and Avianca is 103 because their date was December 5th, 1919. They're based in Bogota, and their first flight was on the 5th of September, 1920. And it was from Barranquilla, which is a town in Colombia, which is actually where the airline was based at the time. And they go from to Puerto Colombia. And back in the because the airline was actually formed by somebody from Germany, along with, I think, the local, they flew a Junker F-13 back then through the route. And they actually merged with TACA, and they merged with TACA in 2009. And they used to be called Avianca TACA, but now it's just Avianca. Code AB. Number three, we go down to Australia for Qantas. Now, Qantas is 102 because they were founded in November 16th, 1920. Their first scheduled flight was a mail and passenger flight, went from Charlottesville to Corncory, and that was in November of 2022. And the first passenger was actually an 84-year-old gentleman called Alexander Kennedy. Now, one of the things you'll find with the airline industry is the airline industry actually started with cargo, mail and cargo. So a lot of these airlines, their first flight actually included mail, or just had mail only, or mail and passengers. Let me just go back up here a little bit. So we got Qantas and Qantas. So what does Qantas mean? It means Queensland and Northern Territory Aerial Services Limited, because one of the things they wanted to use Darwin as a base, and they were going to fly out of Darwin to everywhere. But now they're based in Sydney, Australia. Number five, and two, three, four. Sorry, number three is Delta. Now, Delta also a special place in my heart, despite sometimes their policies are a little weird, but because it was the first airline I ever worked for. Now, Delta is based in Atlanta, but when they were founded, they were actually based in a little town in Louisiana called Monroe. And so this was March 20, March 9, March 2nd, 1925. So Delta is 98 years old. I guess they're going to be in 2 years. They probably have a big celebration when they turn 100. And they merged with Northwest in August 2008. And Northwest was based up in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And so Delta merged with them. And now, the little thing about Delta, in 1929, they operate its first passenger flight from Dallas, Texas to Jackson, Mississippi, which stops in Shreveport and Monroe. Service soon expanded to Birmingham and Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and Meridian, Mississippi. In 1934, they received their airmail route, because the airmail route was actually very, very big in the US, and it was a way how the airlines made money, and it was very hotly contested. Their official corporate name became Delta Airspace Lines, Inc. in 1941. And sorry, that was 1945, and in 1941, they moved the headquarters from Monroe to Atlanta. Number five is Lufthansa. Now, Lufthansa is 97 years old. And this might be one of them that is a little odd. So initially, the airline was formed in January 6th, 20, I mean, 1926. Because of the war and all that political thing that around the war, the original Lufthansa was disbanded in 1941, or dissolved in 1951. And then a new Lufthansa started in 1954. But I think they took the date from the 1926 date. And so now they're 97 years old. What they did, let me just see if there's any little more. It says the ambitious project succeeded whatever they were doing on April 1st, 1955. And this is the ambitious projects have taken over, changing the name of the airline and doing some more things with it. They had two Convair airplanes to call from Hamburg and Munich to commence scheduled air services. So that's how they started flying. So what you'll find is that although the airlines were, there's a lot of thing that goes behind getting an airline, putting passengers on a plane. You don't just like register today and start flying today. You normally register today, and then like a year later, a year and a half later, you start flying actual passengers. And this is still happening today because it's a lot of regulatory things that go on. All right, so number six is United. So United was June 6, 20, Sorry, June 6, 1926. So they're 96 years old. Now, United has a history with Boeing because initially the William, is it William P. Boeing? He's the one that initially formed United. And there's also Varney Speedlines. Now, Varney Speedlines, they used to do mail. And so United had taken over Varney Speedline. And the interesting thing is that Continental came out of Varney Speedlines. And the history is kind of weird from what I've read, because I know that Continental started with Varney, but then United had taken over Varney. But I think the Continental name started after that, because it sounds like the guy went and formed another airline. Or United might have taken the cargo side of it, and the passenger side of it. It wasn't too clear from the things that I was reading. So if you guys know exactly what I'm talking about, maybe drop me a note or something to clarify that. But based on what I read, this is what was on the United website. They said that United was originally formed in 1931 from a merger of four airlines, Boeing Air Transport. Now, they use the date 1926 because that's the date that Varney Speedlines or Varney Airlines was formed. And so that's the date that United used as their start date for the airline. But they actually started in 1931 from a merger of four airlines. Boeing Air Transport formed in 1927, National Air Transport, which was formed in 1925, and Pacific Air Transport, which was formed in 1926. And it's interesting that they didn't take the year from National Air Transport, but they took it from the Varney Airlines. And the Varney Airlines are a small mail carrier. This is their first flight. It went from Pasco, Washington, on its first flight. Varney Airlines was acquired by United and Transport Corporation in 1930, and all the air providers in that enterprise were eventually spun off in 1934 to become its own separate company, United Airlines. And then they merged with Continental in October of 2010 to become United. And at some point, they changed their name from United Space Airspace Lines to United Airlines, one word. And Delta did kind of the other way around. They were Delta Space Airlines, and they changed their name to Delta Space Airspace Lines. All right, number seven, we're looking at Iberia. And Iberia was founded in 1927 of June 28th. They are 95 years, and they're going to be 96 soon. They're based in Madrid. And they had their first flight December 14, 1927. It says King Alfonso XIII looked on as Spain's first commercial air route, Madrid to Barcelona, was opened. So they have a simple one. I didn't find that they had an emergence or anything like that, like the other airlines. So that was number seven. Now we're going to go to number eight, which is a really complicated one. Now, number eight is complicated because it's British Airways. British Airways says they're 93 years because they were founded April 15th, 1930. They're based in London, England. Now, British Airways went through a lot of changes and a lot of mergers. At one point, they were BOAC. They were called, as I read here, on the 25th of August 1919, Air Transport and Travel Limited, AT&T, and a forerunner company of today's British Airways, launched the world's first daily international scheduled air service between London and Paris. The first flight, which took off from Hounslow Heath, close to today's Heathrow Airport, carried a single passenger and cargo that included newspapers, Devonshire cream, jam, and grouse. So it's quite interesting where the history of all this stuff come from. But this is the one where so many things happened under the British Airways name eventually, because they were also BOAC at one point. And but they've chosen April 30th as their date they formed, and they're 93. So now we go to number nine. Number nine is American Airlines. American Airlines chose a date of April 15th, 1926. They are 93. And actually, they're not 93, they're 97. And this is where this kind of went a little interesting because one of the dates that they took from this is from another. It's from another airline that they merged with. So it says, "America's long proud history begins when legendary aviator Charles Lindbergh, the chief pilot of Robertson Aircraft Corporation, stored a bag of mail in his DH-4 biplane and took off from St. Louis to Chicago. Robertson is counted as one of the many airlines that would make up what is now American, and they've merged with a ton of different airlines, US Airways, TWA, Reno Air." And some others. So, based on the April 15 to April 1926 date, they would actually be 97, right? And they're based in Fort Worth, Texas. And number 10 is Lot Polish. And someone didn't finish on this one. The Lot Polish is. January 29th, and they're actually 94. They're January 1st, 1929 is that one. And oh, I thought I wasn't recording. And number 10 is Lot Polish Airlines, and they are based in Warsaw, Poland. They're 94. They started operation in 1929. And just read you a short thing from their website. It says the sign of fly, the flying crane, which is their logo, has been around since 1929. In 1931, we first set off for our journey together. Since then, we have combined, continued to take off to the skies as one of the world's oldest and most experienced airline. So this says that they did their first flight in 1931. A lot of the airlines were affected by the war back then. Some made it through the war, and others didn't quite make it through that. But it's interesting to see all the different airplanes that they used to fly back then. It's actually very, very cool to see that. So that is number 10. And I think we've been talking for almost half an hour. So I have 10 more because I was going to do the top 20. So what I'll do is I'm going to do the other 10 in next week episode. Which is going to be episode 99. We're approaching our episode 100. So let me know what you think. If you think I made some mistakes in what I stated, please by all means leave me a note and let me know. Remember, you can find us on YouTube. If you're watching YouTube, actually, that's podcast now, so we're actually on there. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and share. I appreciate that. And if you're listening on Spotify or Google or whichever podcast player that you're listening to, I appreciate it. And please share with your friends. Thank you so much and have a good trip. And thank you for listening to the top 10 oldest airlines. All right, cool. Talk to you soon.